Welcome to year 5 of the 40 Weeks One Whole House Challenge. I am professional organizer and productivity strategist Lisa Woodruff. Each week during the school year, I will be republishing the 40 Weeks One Whole House podcasts and posts to help you get started organizing your home. Welcome to week 19 of the 40 Weeks One Whole House Organizational Challenge. We are still in the storage room or your storage unit or your attic this week, and we are talking about organizing holiday decorations. So there are a lot of expensive organizers that you can buy around the holidays to organize different tree ornaments and things like that, and special little pouches that you could put things in. But what I have found most efficient is to just use some items that you have around the house to organize and protect your ornaments. So there are a couple of different holidays that we have. We have the winter holidays of Hanukkah and Christmas. Then there's fall and Halloween, Valentine's Day and Easter, and then the summer holidays, which I call the red, white, and blue holidays. Some people only decorate for Christmas and Hanukkah, and other people who were teachers like me like to decorate every single month. Like when I stopped teaching and I came home, I like decorated our house like it was a classroom. It was kind of comical. Every month I had like a different theme. I'm over that now. But I still do have some decorations that I like. And at one point, I had so many decorations, it pretty much took me a day, you know, every season to take down and put up the next season's decorations. Now, I'll be honest, I probably have a snowman collection that is as big as our Christmas decorating collection. So when I take down Christmas, there are a lot of snowmen that go up around this house. But my husband actually loves that because he loves our house when it's decorated for Christmas with all the lights and the trees and it's so cozy. And then when you take those down and we live in Cincinnati with all the snow and the gloom and the gray, he feels like it's just not as homey. So one year, my Christmas tree actually stayed up all the way till March. That's not good. And I think it was last year or the year before, the wreath outside didn't get down. Like he was going to take it down in March also, I think. But by then, birds had nested in there. So we had a Christmas wreath up at our house until May. Yeah, I'm a professional organizer and we have a Christmas tree wreath up in May. But life happens, right? And I finally learned why people take their Christmas decorations down the first week in January. I thought, oh, well, let's leave them up and it's so nice. And I love how cozy and warm the house is and Greg lights them. But if I don't get the Christmas decorations down the weekend before the kids go back to school, like that January 1st to 5th time frame, they will be up until February. So I've decided on a happy medium this year that I am going to take the main tree in the living room down on the Sunday before the kids go back to school. But we have a smaller tree in our family room and some other lights around the house. And I'm going to leave those up until the end of January and just put the snowmen in among them and take the manger down also. And doing that will allow me to not have to try to do it all in one day. Because as much as I would love to say my husband and my kids help in this area, they don't. And I remember, you know, always wanting to do this with my mom, put up the tree. But now that I'm actually putting up the tree, I realize I didn't put up the tree and put up the lights. All I did was hang ornaments on the tree, which is totally different. So maybe you too are feeling like this really falls on your shoulders. And for me, Christmas is an awesome time of year. I have ornaments from the time I was born. Every year, I was given anywhere from 2 to 5 ornaments from my mom and my grandma and my aunts, so that when I had my very first tree, I had all of these ornaments from my childhood. And then when our children were born, we did the same thing. So our 9-foot Christmas tree is chock full of memories and ornaments and love until my parents got divorced and my dad passed away. And then all of those memories of love and history were, oh, so overwhelming. And I couldn't figure out why I didn't want to put up the Christmas tree. And after my parents got divorced just 7 or 8 years ago, it was really hard for me to decorate the tree while my dad was sick. And then after he passed away, that Christmas was really, really hard, and I almost didn't even put up a tree, which would be horrible for my husband and my kids because they love the tree and they had no idea how much every single ornament I was putting on the tree was really weighing on me. And the memories of the happy times of my parents being together and our whole family being together and life in the bubble where everything was perfect when I was a kid came crashing into the reality of my parents aren't together and my father's no longer here and my life isn't the way I thought it was going to be. And I say this because I don't think I'm the only one that's come across this. You know, holidays are awesome and full of memories and traditions, but sometimes we have to break those traditions in order to grow. I don't even know if that's the right word, but hopefully you understand what I mean. So I was blessed to organize a lady who was getting ready to move, and she gifted me a bazillion ornaments. And there were enough ornaments for me to decorate the entire 9-foot living room tree and the little tree in the family room with a whole uniform theme. Like, even though I had all these awesome ornaments that all have meaning, I secretly envied people who had the trees that had all the different color balls on their trees or all Santa Clauses or all snowmen or whatever. And there was a theme and it looked like a Hallmark tree. Like, I wanted that Hallmark tree. So when she gave me these ornaments that year, I didn't put my ornaments on the tree and I put all these red and gold balls and it's gorgeous. It looks very, very pretty. I was able to put up the tree so much faster and I realized at the end of that day, I was totally happy. And when I really reflected on it, I realized that every time I looked at that red and gold tree, all I saw was Christmas, like a store, a Christmas store tree. But every time I had looked at the tree the year prior, all I saw were Christmases past and what was never going to be. And so this year again, we did the red and green tree. And this year, I'm not as happy with it. I mean, I still like it. It's very pretty. My kids even asked, where are the other ornaments? Like, they would like to see the other ornaments. And I think next year, we're going to go back to that more traditional tree. But for me, the last few years, being able to have that Macy's type tree or Hallmark tree in my house versus the traditional memory field tree has been really, really a weight off of my shoulders. There were other ornaments and other memories in our holiday bins that were really weighing on me as well. I had my stocking from when I was a kid, and we had Greg's stocking from when he was a kid. And in the, you know, when you get married, then you have your own stockings, and then we had kids, and all of our stockings matched. But then we still had in these bins our childhood stockings. You know what I mean? Like, you're not going to put those up, but then we felt guilty about getting rid of them. And like I said in the last episode, you know, sometimes my husband would say we needed to keep these things. So I remembered when we had the kids and we had all the new stockings, I said, hey, can we get rid of our old stockings? And he was like, no, I have to keep that. So I got rid of mine, but we kept his. And then a couple of years later, I said, hey, I still have your stocking. Do we need to keep this? He goes, why do you have that? We don't need that. So I got rid of it. So like I said, there are times along the way where things you've been keeping maybe for 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30 years because you've always kept it. Ask the person whose it is in the family. They may not even want it anymore and you'll be able to donate it. Because often there are things that we leave in the bottom of our holiday bins that we don't decorate with anymore, whether it's just not the way we like to decorate anymore, or the memory isn't right, or it doesn't match our theme, or we've replaced it with something else, but we have a hard time letting go of whatever we've replaced it with. So last year, I keep saying I'm going to do this, but I must have done it last year. Last year, once I put the Christmas decorations up, I must have gotten rid of everything I didn't put up. Because this year, when I put the Christmas decorations up, I went to look for all of those things that I knew were there, but I didn't really want to use anymore. And so I was like, well, where is that bin? I looked around and I realized I had actually gotten rid of it last year. Everything that I didn't put up last year, I had actually just taken to Goodwill. And I screamed. I went, yes! I was so excited because that stuff wasn't even there. So I didn't even have to make the decision of, oh, am I going to put this up again? And this decision over the last 5 years has always been no. So it goes in a bin, it goes in the basement. It's just guilt. It's just this guilt of you used to do this and you're not doing it now. Why aren't you doing now? Are you going to ever do it again? Are you going to save it? Are you going to give it to somebody? Maybe I sound crazy, but I am sure others of you have had this same exact feeling. So think when you're going through your holiday decorations, if it is a decoration you've used in the past that you're not using now, do you really need to keep it, number one? And if it's somebody else that needs to make the decision, ask them. And finally, You know, I've had to go through my parents' home, our childhood home. And when you're living in your house, you'll keep some things because it was a great deal and you might use it in the future. But the second you pass away, your children are going to look at that object and go, oh, mom bought this and she was going to use this and we need to keep it. No, you got it for a buck on sale and you never ended up using it. So sometimes we save stuff and future generations save it because we just purchased it on sale. So if you haven't used it, you don't love it, you're not really sure you're going to use it, trust me, you will really love the space you're going to get in your house by gifting that to somebody else through Goodwill or some other kind of a donation. And think about new traditions that you might want to start. Like, are there some new things that you'd like to buy? After the holidays, my husband and I usually go out and go to the store and look at the things that are on sale and buy something new for the next year, which is really, really fun. Now, I'm going to give you a couple quick tips about how to organize the stuff that you do have for decorations. How I organize my ornaments is I just get one of those plastic tubs I told you about in the last episode, week 18, about how to organize your storage room that are going to fit perfectly on my storage shelves. And then I used to make my kids clothes when I was an overachiever when they were little babies. So I had all this like batting left from when I would make them blankets and things. And so batting is not very expensive. You can find it in the sewing aisle. It's white and fluffy and looks like snow. And you open up that batting in the bottom of this plastic bin and put in your least fragile ornaments first to kind of make a cushion. And then you're going to, like a ribbon candy, back and forth put this batting in your bin. So you put it in the bin and you put the ornaments on top. And then you fold the batting over to the other side so you have a new layer of batting in the bottom of the bin. Put in another layer of ornaments. Fold the batting back over to the other side of the bin and you can see batting again. Put in more ornaments. Now, if I have really fragile ornaments, I will wrap them in paper towels or bubble wrap and put them in among these layers of batting. And I just have two bins of ornaments like this. So bubble wrap that I get from packages that are shipped from November to December and batting that I already had or you can get not very expensively in the sewing aisle are how I organize ornaments into a bin. It's great for protection. The only time it would not be great for protection is if you were actually moving. If you're actually moving, then I do not suggest this way of organizing your ornaments. But then again, I wouldn't suggest any way I organize for if you're moving. And then think about how much space you have and how much space you want to devote to storing holiday ornaments and things that you decorate for the holidays. Maybe it's time to pare back a little bit. Actually, the more that I've pared back in the organizing in the holiday decorating in our home, the more I have enjoyed the holidays and the decorations that we do have.